Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. On Capitol Hill, members of the Senate are convened at this early hour. They're debating a $95 billion foreign aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The Senate could approve the plan soon, but it's unclear if the House would take it up. Speaker Mike Johnson has cast doubt the bill would pass in the House. The measure does not include border security provisions, despite demands by many conservative lawmakers. President Biden says the U.S. continues to negotiate a potential deal between Israel and Hamas to free hostages and pause the war. He says key elements of the deal are on the table, although gaps remain. Biden spoke after meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House yesterday.
The United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, which would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks, which we could then take the time to build something more enduring.
Israel is threatening a military ground offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians have taken refuge. A nor'easter, meanwhile, is expected to bring New York City the most snow it's seen in years. This city could get upwards of 6 inches. Heavy winds and potential power outages are anticipated. Voters in New York head to the polls today to decide who should replace expelled Congressman George Santos. Desiree DiOrio from member station WSHU reports.
The tight race is a toss-up between Republican Mazi Pilip and Democrat Tom Suozzi in the district just east of New York City. Suozzi is running for his old job. He represented the district for 6 years as a moderate Democrat. Pilip started her political career just a few years ago when she was elected to the local legislature. The seat is open because the House voted last year to expel George Santos over ethical and campaign finance violations. For NPR News, I'm Desiree DiOrio on Long Island.
Flight attendants from United, American, and Southwest and other airlines are picketing at dozens of airports across the U.S. today. About two-thirds of the country's flight attendants are in contract talks and hoping for big gains, NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
First thing to note, this is not a strike. Off-duty flight attendants from major and regional airlines will be staging these informational pickets to call attention to their demands. Those include higher wages to help cover the high cost of living in many of the cities where airlines have their hubs. Flight attendants also want compensation for time they spend on the ground, including while boarding planes. Traditionally, they don't earn their hourly wage until the aircraft doors close.
NPR's Andrea Hsu reporting. This is NPR News. Large majorities of Americans say anti-Semitism is a serious problem. That's according to a new report out today from the American Jewish Committee. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The American Jewish Committee survey found that 94% of Jews and 74% of all U.S. adults believe anti-Semitism is a very serious or somewhat serious problem. It also found that American Jews are uncertain about their place in American society. The AJC's Holly Hufnagel says nearly two-thirds of respondents said that the status of Jews in the U.S. is less secure than a year ago.
The number one reason given was because of the Israel-Hamas war and the aftermath and effects of that.
Nearly half of Jewish respondents said they've changed their behavior due to fears of anti-Semitism. That includes not wearing items such as a Star of David that would identify them as Jewish, and not posting content online that reveal their views on Jewish issues. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The Labor Department puts out a new report on inflation today. January's Consumer Price Index is expected to show that inflation is continuing to slow toward the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Economists are expecting to see in today's new data that the annual inflation rate fell to about 2.9% in January. On Wall Street now, U.S. futures contracts are trading mostly lower this morning. Asian markets closed mostly higher. European markets were trading mixed at last check. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News from Washington. This is NPR.
Support for NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.